Hello, everyone. Today we continue our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos with the eighth mitzvah, the mitzvah of imitating Hashem. The Pasuk tells us, V'halachta bidrachav, that we should follow in the ways of Hashem. The simple interpretation of this verse is that we should follow whatever Hashem wants us to do for us. The Gemara and Medrash, however, interpret this Pasuk to be referring to something rather specific, namely, to follow and imitate and emulate the midos of Hashem, the character traits of Hashem. The Gemara says that just like Hashem is merciful, so too we should be merciful. Just like Hashem is kind and giving, so too we should be kind and giving. Moreover, the Gemara says that as part of this mitzvah, we are also expected to do acts of chesed that call upon such midos, that call upon such character traits. One of the classic ones of these mitzvos is Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick. Just like Hashem visited Avraham when Avraham was recovering from his bris milah, so too we should also fulfill the mitzvah of visiting the sick and calling upon our midah of kindness, our character trait of wanting to do chesed to other people. I want to point out one interesting nuance in the Rambam. The Rambam says that a person should strive to imitate Hashem l'fi yicholteinu, according to our ability. Now, there might be two reasons for that, why the Rambam adds in the phrase according to our ability. The first is that the Rambam recognizes that as much as we are obligated to try to imitate Hashem, we can never fully be identical to Him, even when it comes to character traits. Hashem is completely selfless. Hashem doesn't need anything. Hashem only wants to give and is completely selfless. And as kind and as giving a person might be, we can never fully emulate Hashem. And the Rambam reassures us that Hashem doesn't expect that. Rather, Hashem wants us, l'fi yichalteinu, to imitate Him according to our ability, according to our human abilities. Similarly, another reason why the Rambam adds in l'fi yichalteinu, each person according to their ability, is that the metric for the utilization of midos is not uniform for each person and for each place in time and each place in a person's life. Different scenarios call for exercising different character traits and different expectations of the midos that we're able to utilize. A person might be expected to exhibit a certain type of behavior or to do a certain act of kindness when they're a child, and the set of expectations might be different for someone that's more developed or more mature when they're a teenager or a young adult or even older. As a person continues to grow and develop, so too does a person's midos. Therefore, the Rambam says that the activity of cultivating midos, as well as acting upon those midos, is not uniform. Rather, it is l'fi yicholteinu, each according to a person's own ability. There is another point that the Rambam mentions in the commentary to Pirkei Avos that he wrote. The Rambam says that even though generally a person is supposed to follow what he calls the Shvil HaZahav, the golden path or the golden mean, where a person shouldn't go too much to the extreme on either end of a spectrum of a particular character trait. So, for example, if a person is the character trait of anger, so a person could be very quick to anger, and a person could also be very slow to anger. So the Rambam says that a person should try to follow the Shvil HaZahav, the middle path of not being too quick to anger, but also not being too slow to anger when one needs to stand up for themselves. I heard once from Dr. David Schatz that people often say that the Rambam got this idea of the golden mean from Aristotle or from Aristotelian philosophy. And there's certainly a lot of evidence for that. Dr. Schatz, though, pointed out that there is a bit of a distinction. Even though Aristotle advocated the golden mean for all character traits, The Rambam, however, made one distinction, or a few distinctions. The most notable is of gaiva, is of haughtiness. The Rambam says that a person should go to the very end of the extreme to not have any shred of haughtiness. And we don't find that distinction, we don't find that difference in the writings of Aristotle. This, as well as for several other reasons, Dr. Schatz proposed that the Rambam's conception of midos is very different than Aristotle's. While they might be operatively quite similar, the ultimate goal is rather different. Aristotle, he says, was writing for an audience of young adults, probably teenagers, that were beginning to enter the world, beginning to enter Greek society. And the goal that Aristotle had was to bring out the best of humanity within them. And therefore, Aristotle advocated the golden mean. The Rambam, however, in as much as functionally the mitzvah of cultivating character traits might be similar to Aristotle's, the ultimate goal is very different. The source for the mitzvah of character traits of midos is v'halachta bidrachav, of imitating Hashem, of trying to cultivate a divine personality, not a human personality, as refined as it may be. Hashem has absolutely no shred of gaiva. Hashem only exists to give for other people. Hashem created an entire world. In fact, the Gemara in Megillah says, wherever you find the great humility of Hashem, that is where you find Hashem's greatness. That Hashem is the most humble entity in the entire universe. And so therefore, when we are commanded to follow in the footsteps of Hashem, we try to imitate that divine and therefore adopt the most extreme version of the humility, haughty spectrum. The Rambam says that a person should not have any gaiva. Now, obviously, a person should have a very healthy sense of self-worth. But gaiva is something different, and the Rambam says that we must all steer very clear of it. This, Dr. Schatz argues, shows that the Rambam's conception and goal of cultivating midos is not to bring out the best in humanity per se, but is actually to help humanity transcend itself to imitate the divine. Have a wonderful week.